I'm Jeffrey Fryman Weyer, and this is the State of the Arts on KDFC. Daniil Trifonov has had a very successful past couple of years, and his wins at the major piano competitions have been a big part of it. But he's not planning on entering any more of them.
I mean, competition, it should not become a lifestyle. Competitions is the opportunity to show your interpretations, to show your vision of music to a very large group of people, to a very huge audience, and also to many concert organizations, to recording companies, because they attend.
Indeed, he's got a solo Chopin CD on the Decca label, is now finishing a U.S. tour, and later this year will be in Europe, Japan, and back in the States. But when he was in competitions, he wasn't trying to play just to please the judges.
Even on competition, you're always playing for an audience, and judges, they are part of the audience. You have to be faithful to your art. You have to be sincere. The same on concerts.
His technique and passion have won him great praise. Marta Argerich said that he has, quote, everything and more, tenderness, and also the demonic element. He's still a student at the Cleveland Institute of Music. With his busy performance schedule, Daniil Trifonov has had to take a break from another of his interests, composing. He wrote a piano concerto in his teens, and you can see one of his first compositions on YouTube, which he played when he was 8 at a local competition in Russia.
I don't even know exactly who posted it. Someone, maybe from my hometown. I was very surprised to find one day this video.
The concert tomorrow night at the Herbst Theater has a program of Liszt, Schubert, Debussy, and Chopin. And that's the State of the Arts on Classical KDFC.